FM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
The Novos.
The Novos.
This is so mad.
Hello.
New FM.
The official
The Novos.
Oh, morning, guys. Welcome
morning.
To Friday.
Oh, yay. Doesn't it feel good?
Happy. I've got to say,
yeah.
I exercised last night. I feel great this morning. First time
see,
in years.
The endorphin rush, Maddie.
You're glowing.
Am I?
Your skin looks good.
It does look really good, actually.
Well, thanks.
You got like a little shine to your cheeks.
Yeah, Jade and I went to Zumba last night.
You look thinner already, actually.
Yeah. I know. I've basically got abs now.
Pretty good for one session.
But you did great at Zumba.
Well, I don't think I did.
Oh, you did all right. Look, I'm being encouraged.
I was making up my own dance moves.
That's all right, isn't it? Isn't it about that sort of thing?
Yeah.
No, you've got a follower.
Yeah, but no one really cares if you're
There were worse people in that class, let me tell you. No
people
rhythm.
Not really.
No rhythm. I had my own rhythm going on.
At least there was something happening.
Jade's such a rebel in the class.
Am I?
Her and I at the back.
Oh, yeah.
Giggling and laughing at the music choices.
Yeah, Maddie was influencing me like the naughty kid that gets dragged into class. And then he was like, at the back, at the back.
Okay, guys, do we have a request right now? At one point, I was like, Nickelback.
They didn't listen to that, I'm guessing.
Nah, they just played Sia and Pitbull.
The whole time?
And Pitbull.
Bit more Pitbull.
Pitbull as well, yeah.
Hey, look, don't diss on Zumba too much, my friend.
Oh, yeah, look. You might turn on me. Coming up next, we are talking about a gold nugget that was dropped out of a car. Jade, geez, imagine if you were behind that.
Oh, I would have been so happy. It's
been your dream.
Absolutely. Well, it's weird because it was worth a lot of money, and I wonder how that can actually happen. This is what we'll get into next.
Okay, kicking off the show this morning, Grace Kelly, Mika at New FM. Good morning.
Good morning.
Mika, Grace Kelly for your Feel Good Friday here at 105.3 New FM. Forgot how random Mika was.
Yeah, they definitely were in that category.
6-12, tops of 18 degrees, currently 8 in Mayfield. And this morning we are talking gold nuggets.
So, essentially what's happened over in WA, you know, there's a huge gold mining, like,
yeah.
Sort of like a boom or resurgence that's happening at the moment with, like, just single operators, like your mum and dad type people out and about with their 4x4s and gold, like metal detectors, finding bits of gold, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they had this gold nugget worth $50,000, which is a pretty good size, probably like the size of your palm,
yep.
Minus a little bit. And they had it, and apparently on this stretch of highway, which they say is approximately 3,000 kilometres long,
oh my God.
In total, they've somehow lost this gold nugget.
How?
Well, they said it dropped out of the car in a velvet bag.
How? What the? How are you dropping $50,000 out of the car?
Well, if they knew, they would go and get it.
Oh, that's insane. Why? Oh,
it hurts you, doesn't it,
Jade? It hurts me because I just think all that time and effort, that could have taken them years to find.
Almost guarantee that's a once-in-a-lifetime find.
Yes.
Gold's an interesting thing. See, if I found a piece of gold the size of my hand, I'd instantly think $1 million.
Yeah.
Mm. Only worth 50K.
Well, I
mean,
I think,
look, I'm not putting my nose up at 50K, but what a disappointment you find a big gold nugget.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think it all comes down to weight with gold. So it might have had like other bits of rock through it.
Yeah.
And they go, right, well, the actual gold bit is only maybe 50 grand. It's still a lot of money, though.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on a second. So let's just say, right, was it 3,000 kilometres of highway?
Well, that's the total length of that highway.
Right, and they lost it somewhere on that highway.
Exactly. Well, they had a couple of towns, which it still narrows the search to almost 300 kilometres.
Oh, they're nuts. So they're silly billies. Obviously, either it's fallen out at a stop.
Yeah, well, who knows? They have no idea. They say it fell out of the car.
I don't understand how you're letting $50,000 just drop unless you're doing a dunny stop along the road.
Like, and they had it in that, you know, that
and you're
little
dropping
bit
off a different sort of a nugget. Like, that's insane. And then it's accidentally fallen out.
There's some old man at a servo that gets, like, 5 customers a week
yeah.
that's found the bag out in the car park.
In rural Western Australia?
Oh, that's nice.
What's that?
What's that?
And probably just chucked it in the bin.
No, no, I just put it in the office or something. It's probably a paperweight.
You reckon it's just wasting away there?
What's that?
Velvet bag. Well, I think that'd attract someone's attention. Anyway, they put it up on social media and someone, of course, straight away said, good luck with your search. You've got no chance.
Yeah, nah.
Which I feel like is the general sentiment for something like that.
Question, if either of you found that gold nugget, just by chance, you just thought, you know what, I'm driving out that way, I'll just have a little sticky beak and you actually found it. Would you hand it back to them?
No.
For a reward? Are they offering a reward?
They haven't said.
Wouldn't you just keep it, though?
I think...
In this instance, as if you wouldn't.
Jade, you'd be keeping
it. You're so full of
it. Yeah, but I get scared of bad karma coming my way.
Yeah, but if you find it in the middle of nowhere, who are you going to hand it to?
Yeah, but knowing about that.
Dwellin Police, they're the ones
who... Would you, Crevo?
I think I'd hand it in because it's... No, because something like that is actually...
There's the island over here.
No, that kind of nugget is actually quite distinctive. So if they have any kind of photos of it and you try and sell it, you're going to get caught for sure.
Yeah, well, there you go. I just incriminated myself. 6:16.
You've been over to Perth recently, Matty.
What got dropped up next? We've got Tim Tams and wine to give away today. 13:10:09. All you've got to do is tell us what got dropped. Again.
All right, clue time.
Yeah.
Most people are getting this in their mouth on the daily.
Okay, taking your calls after this. 13:10:09 at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Drop it like it's hot.
What is that?
You can't drop this in this.
We're going to be dropping it off the spiral staircase.
Drop it like it's hot.
That's right. We drop something, you figure it out, you get Tim Tams and wine. We make it really easy with heaps of clues.
Yeah, that's we do.
Right. Let's hear what got dropped today. 13:10:09 if you'd like to play. The lines are open. Take a listen.
There we go. First clue is most people get this in their mouth on the daily. Should we give one more clue?
Yeah,
one
more clue.
It sort of comes out thin and white.
Oh, that sounds weird.
Very good. Sam, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Good.
Friday's feeling good. We're doing good. What's on for the weekend?
Well, hopefully Tim Tams and wine.
Sounds good.
Now, you just dropped your son at work. What a good mum you are.
Yes, I know.
Oh, very good. Very early to be... How old's your son?
17.
Oh, that's a good day.
Well, and it's a good son getting into, like, starting work early.
Yeah, what does he do?
He does, like, soil testing and stuff.
Oh, wow.
There's an interesting job.
For a 17-year-old, that's awesome.
All right, let's do this. What do you think got dropped this morning?
Well, I was going with Tic Tacs, but I think it's Chewy.
No, sorry.
Sorry, Sam. Enjoy the weekend.
Yeah, we'll go to Michael. Good morning.
How you going?
Yeah, not too shabby. So what's happening this weekend?
Don't know. We'll see what the wife's up to. I'm not sure.
Oh, okay, yeah. Do whatever
not
she
up
does.
To you.
Michael, are you ruled by the missus in life? Are you ruled by the missus?
Not all the time. Hopefully get out on the bike.
Do something for yourself, Michael.
Yeah.
You deserve it. All right, another clue for Michael, please.
Of course. Comes in different lengths.
It's the string to clean between your teeth.
Floss?
Floss.
Yes, it is.
Oh, wow.
Tim Tams and wine's all yours. String between your teeth.
Michael, I had no idea what it was. I never would have gotten that.
Not a big flosser, Michael?
Occasionally. Most of the time.
Use the string, though, not the floss. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate that.
A bit of baling twine.
News time. I'm next here at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
New FM.
Connecting you. Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo.
De Novos. De Novos.
De Novos.
De Novos.
Jade.
Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. It's your thing now.
Yeah, I know. I'm aware. Thank you. So we were having a chat.
told us.
Yesterday after the show. And you, Maddie, we know you can't really swim. And basically, we're just wanting to know if there are any other adults out there that can't swim and if you're planning on doing something about it before summer.
Yeah, well, that's kind of cool.
Obviously, Maddie, you went to Zumba last night. You're getting actually really pumped up, start exercising a lot more. And
you're changing your life in so many ways.
Yeah, and you're thinking, you know, maybe I'll hit the pool. It's meant to be really, really good for you. Works all the muscles, which it does.
Yeah.
And so your one thing was like, I can't swim 100%.
Yeah, I can swim.
But you can't get the
breathing
right. Not
at lengths,
though.
Yeah, I get the rhythm out. But I'm very unco in life in general.
Oh, well, you can still fix that.
Like, I'm very unco as well, but you can still become a strong swimmer if with the right training.
Very embarrassing at 30 going in for swimming lessons.
No, a lot of people.
I think there are.
There's a lot of people, adults out there who can't swim or want to be better swimmers.
13 10 09, if you are an adult that can't swim, maybe you can have a chat to Maddie and share your stories and...
Or maybe you learnt later in life as well.
Mm.
Okay, taking your calls after this. 6:37 with the Novos, Alana Miles, Black Velvet at New FM. Good morning. Black Velvet, Alana Miles, live across Newcastle on 105.3 New FM, 6:41. And on 13:10:09 this morning, are you like me, an adult that can't swim?
That's right. This is all because we were just chatting around the team yesterday and we found out that, Maddie, you're not happy with your swimming ability.
Nah, it's pretty bad. It's something I've just ignored for my entire adult life. Goldfish class in primary school swimming school when you go every year.
Because you can float and tread water. You just can't get the breathing right. So when
terrible
you
swimmer.
Just get out of breath 10 metres in...
And no good. Maddie, how did this happen? Because normally, right, and back me up here, Jade, in school, you go through and you have swimming classes, you have swimming carnival, you have swim training.
Yeah,
what happened?
But school doesn't, they don't teach you one-on-one private training. Like, it's like maths, like for me. If you fall behind, you fall behind. There's no one-on-one action.
They throw you in the water
and
they let you fend for yourself. I never got past the goldfish.
Oh, right. No. So you never, qualified.
No. I watched all of my friends progress through the different stages.
Through the other fishes.
Up to the dolphin stage, right up to the marlins.
And that was it. Is it because,
scarring stuff, you know.
You moved around a bit as a kid.
Yeah.
Were you, like, not able to get into, say, a swim squad or something like that?
Oh, yeah. My mum was not paying for sports. Didn't happen. But I would have refused to go. I hate sports.
Yeah, okay. Now, I've seen here, someone's just messaged on Facebook in the it's never too late sort of vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Heidi has said, my grandmother learnt to swim at 65.
That's quite incredible.
Isn't that inspiring?
Yeah.
So that I feel like, good. Maddie, the time has come. Let's not have another summer where you're just sitting on the beach.
I've got so many life skills, you know, that I need to get.
You do.
Swimming, driving.
We'll get there. But Emma's called. Hello.
Hi.
So, do you have a fear of water?
I guess you could say so.
So you can't swim because of that?
Yeah, I can do basics, but if I'm in the water where I can't touch the bottom, I will literally panic out and just not even...
Now, Emma, it says here on our screen that you have a fear of water after nearly drowning. What happened?
So I was only toddling. Like, I have no memory of it, but I don't know if it's because every year it's reminding me of it.
Yeah.
When I was little, my mum took me and my two brothers to a little pool at Raymond Terrace, which had a tiled bottom.
Right.
And my brother was splashing away, my older brother, and I had a little, you know those foam... floaties that you clip around your waist,
of course.
Like a little bubble.
I know them well.
Yep.
I had one of them clipped onto me, and they turned around to help put my little brother into his little floaty. They had the seat in it, and I slipped, and because the bubble weighed more than I did, it actually kept pushing me back under.
Oh, how scary. So, almost drowned.
There's nothing scarier when you feel unsafe in water that you're uncomfortable with.
It's so true.
It's one of the worst feelings you can possibly have.
It's not our natural environment.
No, thank you for your call, Emma.
Thanks for sharing your story. Thanks How scary. That.
Maybe you could go off to swim lessons with Emma.
Yeah, maybe. I need a friend to go do it. I enjoy doing these things with others after last night, Jade.
No, with Zumba.
Yeah.
Training buddies.
All right, okay. Very good. What's the goss up next with Jackson? What's on the way, mate?
Guy Sebastian's copping it after standing behind ScoMo in a press conference.
Fool. They're calling him the Scotty Cam of the music world.
Yeah. I'm going to read you some mean tweets about that because some of them are pretty harsh. Also, too, Russell Crowe has revealed why his kids did not want to quarantine with him.
Okay. 6:45 coming up next. Here at New FM. Good morning.
Jade, Maddie, and Crevo, the Novos. Oh, I can't sleep until I feel your touch.
I'm having a shocker today, aren't I?
Yeah. You're all
right. Late night. You went to bed late.
Yeah, it happens. 6:53 with the Novos, Jade, Maddie, and Crevo. Now Jackson's in with what's the goss, mate?
Let's try again.
Let's try this again. Sorry about that.
The Novos, what's the goss?
Oh la la, hello.
Hello.
Guy Sebastian is in the news because, of course, yesterday ScoMo announced $250 million package to boost the struggling arts sector. And, of course, in the background, he was sort of nodding along and then he came out to praise Mr. ScoMo.
Mm-hmm.
People online, not happy. He's being slammed as a scab. One Twitter user said... one Twitter user said, today was going fine, but now I have to break it to my 9-year-old that Guy Sebastian is a scab as we delete all his songs from Apple Music.
That's a bit harsh.
Yeah, he since defended his appearance behind the Prime Minister, saying that he was there to provide perspective and support his colleagues, declaring that he is a musician, not a politician, and he just wanted to throw his support behind something that's going to help a crippled industry.
Interesting that he has a new song out today.
Mm. Any kind of coincidence?
Work that one out.
I think his PR team had a long night last night.
I thought he was taking a hiatus from music for a couple of years.
Well, he did come out and say that. He said that, no, I'm out, I'm striking out, but then 2 months later back on The Voice. I don't get this guy.
I think it's a case of just built a new house and has a couple of kids.
Yeah.
Realises that all that is just so expensive when you live in a rock star lifestyle.
You know what? I'm going to come out. I would not normally do this because Guy Sebastian is not my flavour, but I'm going to defend him and I'm going to say everyone online calling him a scab and attacking the arts sector. I think the arts are incredibly undervalued and sometimes left in the shade when it comes to funding and stuff like that. So I'm stoked that they're giving them the $250 million.
Good job.
Yeah.
I'm all for it too. I know it was an unpopular opinion this morning, wasn't it, Maddie?
I love how you're trying to shame me because I do disagree. I think it should be more because think of the people that have been affected by this. This money should have been given when this all happened at the beginning, beginning of all of this, when the rest funding came out.
They've had a lot. We've never been in this situation before, like the whole world. So I think they're really doing a good job at trying to figure everything out.
They totally ignored a whole sector.
Mm.
But at least they're onto it now.
Yeah, but it's now not enough.
Yeah, it's kind of too little too late.
How do you pay?
See, I disagree. At least it's something.
Let me just run through this for you.
Okay.
We've had, 2-3 months now?
Mm.
Of no work.
Mm.
The rest of the industry, there's payment. The rest of us have had payments in place and assistance provided.
Could they not get on JobKeeper or anything like that, or is it works a bit different? I'm not in that sector, so I'm not 100% sure.
It definitely would work differently because they'd be mostly independent in terms of how they make their money, so they don't like a sole trader of types.
They're basically saying, hey, if this money was provided to us 2-3 months ago, cool. Now they're in debt. They haven't had work for so long and it's like you're now giving us this pittance.
Yeah, I'll agree. It would have been better to get it earlier, but at least there's some help now. That's a positive. We've got to look at the positives.
Nothing,
exactly.
But I think we've just got to stop undervaluing the arts sector, to be honest, at the end of the day.
Absolutely.
Good old Guy Sebastian. I'm with him on this one. Moving on to Russell Crowe. I feel like I'm going to have to break up a fight soon. Russell Crowe, how do you guys feel about him?
I like him.
I love him.
He's a good actor.
He's a very rugged man. He was on Jimmy Fallon explaining why his kids decided to not quarantine with him over the COVID situation. Very funny.
At the end of the day, my kids decided to isolate in Sydney. I was a little affronted. But I'm like, guys, can I ask why? And my youngest one, who's just too honest, said, Uber Eats.
And I get it. Uber Eats.
Because is he living on his farm, is he?
Yeah, he's all the way out in the bush, just really isolated.
Jeez.
Well, he's taken the isolation thing to a new level.
I thought he was with Terry Irwin. Are they together?
Well, there are them rumours that they are together. He brought Bindi Irwin a plant for her wedding.
Yeah, big fig. Big old fig, I believe it was.
Hey, better than an eggplant, I guess.
Oh, good. Thanks, that for Jackson. Terry. 6:57 news time next at New FM. Good morning.
New FM.
Connecting you. Right across Newcastle.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Crevo. De Novos.
De Novos.
De Novos.
De Novos.
New FM.
Yes, we're about to play Tim Tam Tennis. We love a game on this show.
We kicked it off yesterday and it was good. I like it.
So basically, I'll say a topic today and you get to verse either Maddie or Crevo, and you have to say words related to that topic until someone can't think of one, or if you say or ah, you're out.
Very simple.
Very simple game, very fun game, if you like a challenge.
How many topics have you got there?
Oh, I've got a couple.
Give us one.
Okay,
Crevo versus me.
Okay, ready.
Practice.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
All right. Candy.
Redskins.
Popping candy.
You're out. Maddie's out.
Maddie's probably an easy target.
I'm terrible at this game. Really bad. 13:10:09 if you want to play. On offer, of course, Tim Tams for Tim Tam Tennis. Doing it after Alicia Keys' Underdog at New FM. Good morning. Alicia Keys' Underdog. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM. Tops of 18 degrees on the coast today. 13:10:09. We're playing Tim Tam Tennis. I just came to
say hello. That's right. Very easy game. 13:10:09 if you want to play. I'll say a topic and you'll be versing Maddie this morning.
Bring it on.
And basically you have to say words related to that topic until someone can't think of one, or if you say or ah. Or all if you take a long period of time, you're out.
Good of you to wear your tennis whites as well, Maddie.
Love it. I am wearing
shorts
today.
So you look good.
Thanks.
Okay. Good morning, Jenny. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning and happy Friday.
Jenny, Craig, good morning. Now, I'm going to feel really bad beating you at this game, Jenny, Craig, because I like you.
Trash talk already. How do you feel?
I feel really good, actually. I'm on fire. I'm caffeinated. Let's go.
All right. Okay, Jenny. So you heard all the rules. You know how it works.
Yeah, okay.
I'm first.
No, Jenny can go first.
Jenny can go first. After the 3-2-1 go, what's the topic, Jane?
Okay, the topic is Newcastle suburbs.
3-2-1 go!
Maryland.
Wickham.
Well,
Newcastle.
That is in Newcastle.
That's not a suburb.
No.
Maryland is a suburb in Newcastle.
No, you're fine, Jenny.
You're fine, Jenny. It's Jenny, Maddie. You won.
Stockton.
Did I miss something?
Oh, hang on. Well, no, technically Newcastle is a suburb, isn't it? No, there's Newcastle West. Yeah, no,
Newcastle
you're out.
Newcastle City.
Yeah, that's right.
2300. All right, let's move on.
2300.
Yeah, you win that round. Best of three, guys.
Okay.
Because these guys don't know the rules. Next topic, Jade.
Sorry, my bad. Okay, television shows.
American Idol.
You guys are laughing and talking. You know, this is not fair.
Television shows, Jenny Craig. Television shows. You first.
Big Brother.
American Idol.
Is it my go next?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Australian Idol.
Home and Away.
Neighbours.
McLeod's Daughters.
Oh, that's a bit boring. Sorry.
That's a bit of a pause.
Oh, nah, sorry, Jenny Craig.
One apiece. Jenny's got one, Maddie's
got
one.
For the win. One
last
topic.
Okay, Jenny, okay. You've got this, so have faith.
I'm okay. Honestly, I am.
Yeah, all right.
You're good.
All right. You get to go first. Makeup brands.
No, Revlon.
MAC.
Maybelline.
Napoleon Purtis.
Oh, that's fancy. Jesus. I lost it. And I use makeup.
Avon. Avon. Okay, just we'll at
take
last
that.
Minute.
We'll take it.
Hey, right. Jenny Craig, we're going to give you the Tim Tam star.
Thank God.
Thank you.
You deserve them. That was a hard match there.
You know what? Today's weird. There's a weird vibe in here today. We're just not on our game today.
I feel fine.
Well, of course.
Anyway. All right. Next, we're talking about I might be getting a new housemate. And I brought this up. I was just chatting to Maddie yesterday, and he's like, we've got to talk about this on the show. I've got questions.
I do indeed. Crevo got rid of his last housemate when he started renovating.
Mm.
And I'm guessing you've enjoyed the time alone with you and your partner, Emmy,
100%.
Right? So, like, out the doctor went.
Yep.
And now you're bringing someone in.
Yeah.
So it's a lady, I hear.
That's right.
Ooh, two ladies. Two females in the house.
One of Emmy's friends. We're going to chat more about it in just a minute.
That's
my new housemate.
That's how it starts, Crevo.
What just starts?
Nothing. 7:13, good morning.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo, the Novos.
It's currently 8 degrees in Waratah. This is Newcastle's 105.3 New FM with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
So, I've got a bit of a thing to talk about, and I wanted to get your ideas, guys, because my partner Emmy's friend has moved back to Australia from, like, she's been overseas for a few years now, okay. Just working. And then due to Corona, she was in New York and she's like, well, I'm checking out of this place.
Don't blame her.
Disaster zone. Back to Australia, finished her quarantine. And Emmy said to her, look, you've been sort of bumbling around the world a few years now, not really finding your feet. Why don't you come up to Newcastle and just try out life here? So that's what she's going to do. She's going to come and stay at our place for a while and just see what this city's like.
Risky.
Never. Why do you say that?
Well, only because, like, when you invite someone into your home like that, oh, come here, just try it out for a little while, you don't know when they're going to leave. You need a date and say, okay, like, look, happy for you to come and stay, but, you know, by July 18th, you've got to be gone.
What, like 2 weeks?
Have you met her before?
Oh, yeah, she's a lovely person, right? Emmy used to live with her for a while, so she's very chilled out, like a good person around the house. Mm. So I'm fine with it. She's a very nice person.
See, you had a housemate before to help pay bills, right?
Yeah.
He's gone. The doctor's
out. So when we did the renovations, we were like, it was too messy and too much for too long. Like, you can't expect someone to pay bills when there's no kitchen and a big hole in the wall. Like, there used to be windows.
That's true.
Like, that's too much, right?
So Emmy's really excited about this. How are you feeling about having another female around the house?
Look, because she's such a nice person, I think it'll be a good energy to have around, and it'll be a good mate for Emmy to have around as well. So I'm fine with that.
See, interesting, because you are quite tolerant.
Yeah,
I'd say you're very tolerant,
I'm a chilled out person.
Yeah, but when you do start getting annoyed, you get very short.
That's true.
So imagine the conversation when you start getting annoyed. Look at the things you'll have to give up, Crevo.
What do I have to give up? I don't even think
an extra
about
person on the couch watching TV. I don't want to watch this.
Oh, I'm hoping.
You can't watch the shows you like.
Big one for Crevo, fridge space. Mr. Connoisseur Crevo.
Oh, that's a good point, because the fridge is pretty full as it is all the time.
Are you going to pay for her meals?
Why am I? No, I'm not paying for
her. She'll need fridge space,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, because she'll need to buy her own groceries.
Walking around in the nude.
Yep, that's out for you and Emmy.
The little run from the bathroom to the bedroom can't happen anymore, can it?
The love pad, everything confined to one room now.
I'm always a bedroom guy, so that's not an issue. I'm all right with that.
Well, we all know what happened when you and Jade were staying in the same house one night and the old nudie dash from the bathroom.
Yeah.
Well, that's obviously now off the table. I hadn't thought about that, actually.
Like, is it at that point where if you saw each other in the nude, for example, it'd be fine? Like,
no,
not awkward?
No, it would be awkward.
Very
of course
awkward,
it would be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I've met this person a few times, but, like, not nowhere near that level, obviously.
A lot of blokes would love this situation. You're like the Hugh Hefner of Mayfield.
not like that, I'll tell you that much.
I just think the big one for you is I think you need to have a date when they're going to leave. See, because well, you're cling on forever, you know.
You're not a having other people in your house type of person.
No,
one night only with Jade.
Yeah,
at a maximum.
Like having guests.
Jade's invited me to hers a couple of times to sleep,
which is an honour. Because yeah. I don't like having people around.
But you know when you go to Jade's, the clock is ticking.
There's an actual clock.
Yeah, she's got like that. Remember those old like wind-up timers that you use in the kitchen? Yeah, exactly.
Just keep an eye on that. You're welcome, but just keep an eye on that.
So when is she coming?
This weekend.
Have you discussed length of time?
It's sort of open-ended at this point.
Fair, yeah, risky. Jade's right. Very dangerous.
Just telling, I'm warning you now, risky.
All right, well, I've
what
been
if Molly, your dog doesn't like her?
Oh, low risk of that.
Yeah,
the
Molly's
dog loves
adorable.
Everyone. And everyone loves the dog. It's
Molly
fine.
Molly from Molong.
Anyway, I've got my... So this is... you guys have warned me, at least, I guess.
Yeah.
Time will tell, but there's an interesting time ahead. At my house, wow. I think.
No more drinks at Crevo's, Jade.
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
You are an entertainer. Your house is an entertainer's paradise. You do like it.
I actually think it'll be great. It'll be more of that sort of
How
stuff.
How old is
maybe.
She?
Maybe early to mid-30s.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Well, good luck, Crevo. That's all I can say. Two women in the same house, I'll sync up at that time of the month eventually.
Oh, God, I didn't
and
even think about
you're
that,
You're in
actually.
For it, my friend.
I love what you said yesterday, Jade. You have to deal with three women now.
Yeah, me as well.
Oh, that's true.
And she won't be in sync either.
Mm.
Oh, God. There's going to be no peace time, is there?
Nah.
News time next with Hamish at 7:29. Good morning. We've worked together for a couple of years now, and I always think, oh, there's not much else to learn about each other. But then I've just realised that I knew that you worked in radio, Crevo, over in Indonesia, right?
Yeah, that was where I sort of started.
I thought it was like an English-speaking station, but it wasn't. That fascinates me.
Yeah, so that was probably when my Indonesian language was at its peak because I was living there. And
Jeez.
Then, yeah, so I got started in radio there.
Something that you did cool which really lit Maddie up like a candle, flame of a candle.
I'm a radio nerd.
Yeah, but I think a lot of people will find it quite interesting to hear. Can you do that Indonesian intro? Like you just
oh,
did.
Like for the how you would introduce the station.
Yeah,
sort of
like
thing.
Introduce like new FM, or is it too hard
well,
in
you
Indonesian?
Could do it.
Yeah, here we go. This is Crevo's Indonesian radio announcing.
Okay, so I said, "Selamat pagi, ini 100,8 FM."
Oh my god, I
good
love
job.
That.
Yeah, so it's like, "Good morning." This is the you know the name of the station or the number, the frequency.
Were you on a show?
Yeah, I was on a show.
Who were you with?
Well, so I was on, like, two different stations. So one had, Ooh. Like, another, a guy and a girl. So actually sort of similar to this, yeah. like a three-person show. And then I was on another two-person show. So it was a sort of, like, a drive kind of afternoon show.
What a fascinating cool. experience.
And it was very interesting.
Yeah. So, Kins, if you're learning a second language at school right now, commit to it. Because
it can take you down an interesting path.
It really can.
What was the money like?
Oh, not much.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
International radio star, Mark Crevo.
It was just for the fun, you know. I was just enjoying it and trying something new.
That's actually so cool. Like, just living in another country, speaking another language, doing radio.
Yeah.
I love that. Up next, though, 13:10:09, interesting chat we've had this morning. We're talking relationship pet names.
Mm.
So, like, baby, babe, honey. Are you into them?
No, well, I'm not. Not the typical ones anyway, but that's just me.
Yeah.
I've got issues. Only, okay.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Off you go.
All right, all right. So, like, when it comes to baby and honey, I just, if take me out of a situation, if I wasn't married right now and I was dating people, and say my new boyfriend said to me, oh, come on, baby, let's go down to the shops, I'd be like, don't call me that, because I know the, like, 10, 20 women before me you've called baby, that exact same name. Come up with something else. That's my issue with it. Because
you
know,
want a unique name.
Yeah. Something different.
Are you
know?
Into it, Crevo?
Yeah, I'm fine with it. So, like, I call my partner, Honey.
Hey, Honey.
Hey, Honey. How you going? That's fine.
It's quite traditional there.
Yeah.
What about you? And you, Jade, you call your husband, Hey, My Love.
My Love.
Hey, My Love.
Yeah, which I think's better than Baby or Honey.
Jackson and Hamish are off them too. 131009, right or wrong relationship pet names. Defend either side. Doing it after this. Creed, Higher, 105.3 New FM, 740. Currently 9 degrees in Newcastle. Good morning. Live across Newcastle for this chilly Friday morning, tops of 18 degrees at Maitland today. This is 105.3 New FM. Yeah, we're talking right or wrong this morning, 131009, relationship pet names. Jay, totally against them. Creebo and I, quite indifferent.
I just think that's just so, sometimes a bit tacky. Like, Maddie, you go, oh, my ex and I, we used to call each other Baby and Bubba. I'm thinking, well, it's just disturbing. It's like, goo goo gaga, come sit on my lap. Like, it's just gross. And then you got old Pooh Bear Creebo over here. Like, oh, come on. Wanna dip my honey? Like,
hey, honey.
It's absolutely not like
bring
that.
Your honey pot over here. Like, it's just gross. Like, ooh.
You really took that in a whole different direction. Honey, there's nothing wrong with a cute pet name for your partner.
I just think they're just used so often and with every single partner someone's ever had.
I don't think there's anything wrong with being like, oh, hey, babe, how was your day? Totally fine.
Surely that you can connect and come up with unique, different
names. Okay, Mrs. 1924. Hello, my love.
Look, I like tradition. I'm a traditionalist.
That's how Jade answers the phone.
Look at Hamish nodding in there. Please, Hamish. Oh.
Come on, Hamish, back me up. I'm getting bullied over here. What's your thoughts on the nickname?
I like the old-fashioned one. Love is a love. It's just nice.
My love. I think that's lovely.
Yeah. Bit of class.
Okay. But, you know, but baby. Oh, baby.
Oh, all right. Well, 131009, right or wrong relationship pet names. Hello, Steve. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate.
Hey, Steve.
Steve-o, what are you calling your missus?
Oh, I call my wife Sweet Pea.
Sweet Pea, that's very cute.
I like that.
I like Sweet Pea.
So you think it's fine, relationship pet name, Steve?
Yeah, it's fine. She just calls me babe.
Yeah.
You don't want something different?
Sorry?
Like, babe, like, have you thought about her, you know, her coming up with something different,
more
something
unique.
Else?
I've always called her Sweet Pea because the other girlfriends, they're usually babe.
Yeah, right. Mm. You've got the one now, don't you? That's nice. Yeah. I like that, Steve.
Oh, thanks, Steve. Thanks for calling. Sweet Pea's cute. CJ, that tickled your fancy.
I like
there,
Sweet Pea,
it?
But like Steve gets called babe.
Hey, Robbie.
Good morning.
Hello, Robbie. Right or wrong, relationship pet names. We're good, good, good. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think like the one like Sweet Pea's great. But I'm feel like throwing up on people that call each other babe.
Good, I'm glad I'm not alone.
Thanks for throwing up.
Do you come from a farm and do you have a little pigtail?
That's all you can think about with babe.
Pig in a movie.
Yeah.
Thank you, Robbie.
Thanks, Robbie.
Well familiar. All right, one more. Cassidy, what are your thoughts on this?
So my partner gave me a name called Little Chicken.
Little Chicken?
It's a little bit cringe, but it has a backstory. I got sunburned at once and he started.
And then
I wasn't sunburned anymore, so it just stuck.
Oh, Little Chicken. That is so cute. Oh, thank you
nice
for your call,
nickname.
Cassie.
Thanks, Cassie.
We just got a message through on our Instagram, at JMattyCrevo. I would call, but my husband calls me Tits.
Tits.
There's a great pet name.
I don't know about that. What are your thoughts on that, Jay?
I like, oh, you know what? I'd take Hey Tits over Hey Babe any day.
Because that's so much sweeter.
Everything's relative, I guess.
But we went to Zumba last night, Maddie, finally, after me asking you for months. Honestly, I've known you for over two years almost.
Were you surprised?
Yes. I actually
when it came out my little shorts.
Couldn't believe it when I could actually see his legs. Because I've only ever seen you in jeans. I was like, oh, Maddie's got legs.
Obviously. What did you think was under there? Metal sticks?
Yeah, well, at one point I thought maybe he has a condition he doesn't want to tell me about. But no, you can use your legs and you did really well at Zumba. We're going to get the full rundown after this.
Okay, doing it after this. 7:48 with the Novos. Jay, Maddie, Crevo. Good morning.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
Feel Good Friday live here in UFM with the Novos, Jay, Maddie and Crevo. It's 3 minutes to eight and right now we're talking Zumba.
Jay, Maddie and Crevo.
That's right. Finally, after 2 years, Maddie came to Zumba with me.
I can't believe this. You promised it off air. I caught it on video and I think that's partly why you actually went.
Yeah.
8 o'clock last night was very late to go, but I'm so glad I did. I'm full of energy today.
You are. And the thing is that when I went to pick Maddie up, he was actually waiting at the bottom of the steps of his apartment building for me. And I pulled up and I saw his legs run over to the car. I was like, oh, mate, it's so good to see your knees.
Interesting, though.
And then, wait, he had, I said, oh, you smell good. And it wasn't Lynx Africa. It was Izzy Miyake, his new fragrance. I said, Maddie, I said, we're going to a class full of basically women. I said, they're going to think a sexy, hot, straight man's in their class and they're going to get very disappointed when they learn that you're gay.
It's definitely not sexy, let me tell you.
I was sexy.
Terrific last night.
No, but this, you smelt good.
Interesting class, Zumba.
Okay, yeah, tell me about it, because I've never been in one.
It attracts an interesting crowd. Just a few observations. Mm-hmm. The instructor, very good at her job. Mm. She was like straight out of a Pitbull video.
Okay.
Like amazing. Like she's such a good dancer.
Well, that's really good. I really did love the variety of songs that they played during the Zumba class, which included Pitbull. I know you
want me. Oh, yeah, I don't mind a bit of this.
Pumped it up.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, I mean, the dancing was happening. I'm pretty sure Pitbull might have a cut in Zumba because all they played was Pitbull.
I mean, it has the right up-tempo vibe for what I imagine Zumba to be.
Yeah, the full cha-cha vibe. Yeah, and exactly. It was good.
Was there hip thrusting?
There was. I was kind of making up my own dance moves. But like I said, interesting people there. You've got the single, slightly overweight, straight man. There was like one of them. I thought he's there to pick up women for sure.
Okay.
Like, yeah, 100%. Me, the gay guy that was just being ridiculous at the back of the class, another gay guy that was kind of taking it seriously, and a lot of women. And they're all dancing. And then at one point, the instructor says, okay, guys, who wants a song? And Jade's like, 80s, 80s.
Yeah, well, because there was this really good 80s track last week, and I couldn't remember it, and that's all I had. I was just like, 80s, 80s.
And to my surprise, several people in the class requested, see ya.
Mm.
And I'm like, how can you Zumba to Sia?
They're too slow.
It is a slower track.
Too slow.
That song. Terrible. No. Who's sitting there yelling out Sia?
I think it empowers women.
Well, go to a body pump class or something. Don't go to Zumba where you need, like, dance and rhythm. And
do you want a bit of a Latin vibe or something, don't you?
There's Latin in that. You can hear, like, the Bollywood vibe. Yeah, like this. There's a lot of Bollywood moves.
That feels like the correct pace. But I would get... Because Pitbull has, like, 900 songs, doesn't he?
Yeah, oh, like I couldn't
Worldwide,
tell the difference.
Probably.
Most of them are pretty much the same.
I don't know how she was differentiating the song to the dance. Like,
she may not have been, Maddie. I'm just giving you a hint.
I've heard that so many times in the last 24 hours. Mr. Worldwide, clearly making some dosh of Zumba.
But, Maddie, how do you feel now?
I feel good. Nobody's playing Pitbull on the radio anymore. He's not making money, so he needs to look at other avenues in order to make some coin.
Okay.
And Zumba is his thing.
Is his ticket out. Mm. Do you think you'll be back?
I won't go again.
Why not?
It's just not my vibe.
Jade looks so disappointed.
But you know what? I'm fulfilled because all I wanted him to do was just come to one.
Yeah.
So I'm cool. Go do your own thing. I'm happy cool. And
you're done.
Doing my class.
Ticked off. Very good. News time next with Hamish. Thank you, Jade. I did enjoy
you're
it.
Welcome.
It was fun. Thank you.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo when you wake up.
UFM.
Connecting you.
Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. Crevo.
Really sad news reading about all these local Jetstar jobs getting cut.
It's so devastating.
The Hunter's been one of the worst hit. Yeah, all of this, really bad.
Honestly, it's horrible because obviously for those who don't know, I used to work for Erica, who did all the ground handling work for Jetstar. So essentially, I you know, did
you
all
were
that
in
work
one of
them.
Those jobs.
I was
probably.
I was in one of those jobs for a while here in Newcastle, and it's so sad because I'm looking at all my aviation friends posting online at the moment, and it's just devastating because they all are out of work, and you know, the base here at Williamtown, obviously. You know, the aircraft engineers, like, they'd service a lot of the Jetstar planes there, which provided a lot of jobs and apprenticeships.
Yeah.
And it's just devastating to see all them go. And, like, one of my girlfriends who I used to work as a ground handler for Jetstar, she ended up getting her wings and becoming a flight attendant. And now they're actually closing the base to the pilots and the cabin crew here in Jetstar. So it's very, very sad.
Yeah, big local employer, so...
Yeah.
Also, countrywide, 20% of their total workforce, they're cutting.
It's
like,
horrible.
Nearly over 20,000 staff expected to lose their jobs.
That's some heavy stuff.
Well, they're parking the A380s now as well.
Yeah.
Well, they said they don't think the A380s will get off the ground for
another
3 years.
Another couple of years, 2-3 years.
That's crazy, isn't it?
It really is.
Because they put them out in the desert, don't they, to keep them dry?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, they're taking them to Mojave in the US. They're going to basically fly them over to the US.
The aeroplane graveyard, yeah.
3 years. Wow.
It's just horrible. And I was wondering too, because obviously this is, here was a hot tip before this has all happened, but I always booked the first flights out to either Brisbane or Melbourne in the morning because the aircraft actually would stay overnight in Newcastle. So you knew those flights would never be delayed because they were always the first out in the morning because the crew was based
local.
Here in local. So now that the crew, I don't know at what point, they'll be
brought back. It could be, who knows?
But you know what I mean? Who knows? It's like, oh, great.
I should put out too that it's actually 6,000 positions that are going to go. There are about 15,000 other positions that are called, they're basically stood down.
Yeah.
So that means that they're on ready standby for when the industry actually starts to recover.
But they're not being paid, are they?
No, they're not.
Mm. Yeah.
I think they're offering redundancies too to a lot of people as.
So voluntary redundancies are being offered first, and they're actually going to offer about $600 million in redundancy packages as well, too. So, it's terrible, but they're not going to leave them completely in the lurch.
High and dry.
And it's going to take place over a fair while. So.
It's just so sad because a lot of these workers are career... it's an industry that's full of people that have worked for these companies for 10, 20, 30 years. And it's just such a shame to see their hard work and everything they've worked for in their own lives go to the wayside, essentially. Hopefully, when all of this is over, they're all re-employed.
Employed. I hope so. Fingers crossed.
And maybe, you know, people that were thinking about other work, they can take that redundancy and try something new.
The government really needs to maybe put some money into retraining for a lot of these positions. In other, like, what do you do if you've worked for an airline for over 20, 30 years? What are you going to do after this? After this has happened?
It is hard. It is hard.
Anyway,
wishing them all the best of luck, you know, people that are dealing 100%. With this right now around our city.
But switching gears, guys, 131009, should mullets be allowed at school? This is because a Perth high school in particular has decided to ban mullets from their campus, and they've sent a letter out to all the parents saying that students are not to rock up to school with anything resembling a mullet for term 3. So
how ridiculous.
Really?
Nah, you can't have mullets. They're disgusting.
Look, my husband has a mullet. I love mullets. But I don't think children should have mullets at school.
Are you kidding? Let kids have whatever hairstyle they want.
You've got to have standards.
No.
If you're letting your kid have a mullet when they're 8 years old, imagine they'll just grow up there, you know, as adults thinking that mullets are okay.
How ridiculous. No, you can have any hair you want, in my opinion.
Well, 131009, taking your calls next. Should mullets be allowed at school? Doing it after Lewis Capaldi before you go at New FM. Good morning.
Before you go.
Lewis Capaldi before you go at New FM. Jade, Maddie and Crevo. 131009 this morning. We're asking, should mullets be banned at schools, Jade?
Mm-hmm. This is because a Perth high school has decided to ban mullets from their campus, and they sent out a letter to the parents warning students, don't let your kids come to school if they have anything resembling a mullet. It's just not on.
How ridiculous.
You say that, but the principals come out saying it's to do with their school's uniform policy, and they hope to develop a sense of belonging and unity in the college community, which makes sense.
Private or public school?
It's a private school, but, you know, it's good to have a school uniform. You know, it's a sense of belonging. It's something to be proud of. It, you know, it teaches kids that later on down the track when they have jobs and they have to wear a uniform, you have to adhere to it.
There's nothing wrong with the uniform, but telling kids how to cut, like what haircut to get. Kids have got enough on their plates with everything going on, let alone then the teachers saying, oh, you can't have your hair exactly like that. How stupid.
Do you know what? I just hate mullets.
Okay, I just hate mullets.
I think they're disgusting. You don't want your child growing up thinking a mullet is acceptable.
It is acceptable. Yeah, my totally husband not. Has a mullet totally and I acceptable. Love mullets. There's nothing wrong with a mullet, but I do believe...
I am
believe...
against the snooty private school, though.
Oh,
like,
please,
okay,
you are.
Okay, little Johnny, you need to cut your hair this way.
So,
nothing wrong with a mullet, Maddie.
Mullet's disgusting.
But well, yeah, I went to a snooty private school and I had to, like...
Millionaire Mark over here.
Your hair couldn't be touching your ears.
Yeah.
So I actually secretly grew my hair long and then I would sleep in a beanie to like flatten it right out. So
see, you're worrying about that when you should be worrying about your schooling.
Well,
and if the hair...
But no, but that's the whole point of a school uniform, Maddie. Like, a uniform means students don't have to worry about peer pressure and the way they look because everyone's the same.
Yeah, I know you're into uniforms.
I love a uniform.
I mean, you wear the same flannel and tights every day.
I rotate between three coloured flannels. But
green, pink and blue.
It's good. There's nothing wrong. And you know what? If I didn't have a strict uniform policy when I went to school, I probably would have been stuffed going into the airline industry as an air hostess because they will actually measure the heels to make sure your heels are within the right specifications, everything. So I think it's a good thing. The 13:10:09 this morning.
Helen, good morning.
Good morning.
Thoughts and feelings, Helen. You're for the mullets at school?
I think it's just ridiculous, seriously. Let them have whatever haircut they want.
Thank you.
They are kids. It doesn't affect their way. Well, yes, it will affect some people. Some people are going to go, oh, yeah, riffraff. It's like people with tattoos and stuff like that. Another story. But let them have the haircut they want. That's actually, I believe that the principal making them have a haircut, short back and sides, basically, ponytail for girls, is going to give them, they're actually trying to bully them to have the haircut they want them to have.
Exactly right. Thank you, Helen.
Let them have a haircut. When they're actually older, they're not going to, some people get, they'll keep their mullet. Some people won't. People change, they grow up.
Exactly. It Helen, you're a smart lady. Thanks for
it's
coming on the
bullying.
Show.
The school's not bullying children, Helen.
It does scream
it's
a bit of North Korea to me.
It does.
Exactly.
Not. Look at you, flip-flopper.
Everyone having the same, has to have the same haircut.
No, like, hate Yawn. The mullet. Any other haircut, though, cool.
No. Craig, how you doing, mate?
I'm all right. I'm against you. I definitely don't think they should be telling you how to cut your hair.
Thank you, Craig.
And what if all those girls that have blue hair and red hair and they dye their hair, what if they said you can't dye your hair anymore? There'd be an outrage.
Exactly.
Well, when I went to school, Craig, you weren't allowed to dye your hair blue and purple and green. You had to have it in your natural hair colour.
Okay, fair enough.
Were you peroxide?
I have a solution.
Yeah.
We all should, if we all were born bald and stayed bald, there'd be no drama.
Well, everyone should shave their head.
There's another,
North Korea vibe going on. I think just whatever haircut you want.
Yeah, okay, Troy, should mullets be allowed at school?
I believe any sort of haircut should be because you can't start telling them what to do at that age. And as you said, you're worried about schooling instead of worrying about a haircut.
Exactly right. Worry about their grades, not how their curly hair goes down the back.
Yeah, but it teaches them discipline, Troy.
Yeah, but Jay, they're going to start saying, okay, all red-headed people are going to go to this school, all brown-headed people are going to go to this school, and they're going to start telling you about how your hair's going to be cut.
Exactly right. Okay, finally, common sense. 100% of listeners, that proves
it.
Well, look, thinks guys, the mullet should be allowed.
Thank you for calling the show. We welcome different opinions and we can agree to disagree.
All the opinions were on my side. I loved it.
Yeah.
She's not...
I'll have the unpopular opinion this morning.
It's not sitting well with her, is it?
I've always taken a bullet for this show.
I have not.
Change your opinions then.
No, never.
Love it or loathe it. Up next, I want to talk giving tips at cafes when you just buy coffee.
Oh, good. Okay, doing that one next. 8:23, the big issues.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo, the Novos. For some peace of UFM. Connecting you. Right across Newcastle. Jade, Maddie and Creevo. Creevo. The Novos.
The Novos. Yeah, so toilet paper, can you believe it? It's
again
running out.
So Toronto, I saw pictures there.
Cessnock.
They've got nothing left. Out at Wall's End.
Guys.
What are we doing?
Everyone just needs to calm down.
Yeah, we're not having the COVID-19 second wave here at the moment. It's Victoria, and even you'd think they would have learnt by now that there was no need to rush out and buy the dunny
Creevo,
paper.
You brought up a very interesting point this morning. Just school us, please, on where toilet paper is made.
Toilet paper is made in Australia. The factories are not running at capacity, so even if we want more, they can make more. And all that happens is people end up with too much toilet paper, and then they have like months or even years worth and end up donating it back and all sorts of weird stuff.
Just don't do it. You don't need to go and buy toilet paper.
Yeah.
There's plenty of factories in Australia that make it. All they're going to do is sell more to you.
You know what? It's these people that go and buy all of the toilet paper up that screw us over for the next couple of months. Like, just stop now. It's not too late to stop.
That's right. And it stuffs it up for people who genuinely run out.
Like, all those poor, like, elderly people.
They're the
devastating.
They're the ones that really suffer.
It was horrible watching the 80-year-old buy a packet of tissues because, like, how devastating.
I mean, softer on the bottom, but still.
No, I disagree.
But if you're on a pensioner's budget, you don't want to be stressing about that.
Yeah, please.
As if Corona's not worrying enough already.
It's just so annoying. Just don't do it. The limits on items was just lifted.
I know.
Like a couple of weeks ago, Woolies and Coles were like, yeah, you can buy what you want again now. Here we are again.
Calm down and tell your friends to calm down.
Yeah.
That's it.
Good. Love it or loathe it. Up next, Creevo, and we're talking tipping if you only buy a coffee.
Yeah, interesting story out of the US. We've got to get into it next.
Okay, after Harry Styles, Adore You at 105.3 in UFM. It's 8:42 with the Novos. Jade, Maddie and Creevo. Good morning.
The dude.
Jade, Maddie and Creevo when you wake up.
I don't care.
New FM.
Love it.
All right, my turn to get your thoughts on the daily topics. We're talking tipping when you only buy coffee. What are your thoughts on this?
3, 2, 1, go!
Loathe it.
Why am I giving someone a tip for?
What if they've made you an excellent brew and it makes your day?
In that case, yes.
Yeah, 50 cents or a dollar or something?
If I have like an extra dollar or two in my pocket, I'll put that in.
Put it in the tip jar, makes that.
It would have to be really out of this world
for me to
do that. Yeah, because I don't believe in tipping. I think tipping in America where they tip, I hate it. I went on holidays there last year. Does your head in then having to add on and work out tips and just pay everyone a wage and that's what they get.
Well, you've just solved the whole American political system in one sentence, Jay.
Interesting story out of there, though. In San Diego, right, they've got quite a bad corona issue at the moment.
Yeah.
Like, things are pretty tense. And so the rules are, basically, if you want to go into Starbucks in that area, you have to be wearing a face mask, right? They're trying to minimize, obviously, transmission any way they can, right? And what's happened was this guy who's serving in Starbucks has said, excuse me, miss, you can't come in, you don't have a face mask.
Yeah.
She's absolutely flipped it and tried to shame him online for refusing her entry.
I've read this story, yeah.
And it's turned out that because of that, people have gotten behind this server and they've gotten a GoFundMe happening and given him a $21,000 tip.
Wow.
From donations. People are supporting this guy, going, he's just enforcing the rules. It's not his fault you don't want to wear a mask.
That's a lot of money.
It's life-changing for that guy.
Yeah,
but,
it is.
You know, and
working away at Starbucks, his shifts would have been decreased massively, I'm
guessing.
Hugely, well.
And, you know, minimum wage in San Diego, you're not making much money.
Nice. Do you know what, though?
I wasn't sure about it at first, but
I get it, he's enforcing the rules, but I also get that the President of the United States isn't encouraging people of the US to wear masks.
Well, I think so it's different states, though, that are governed by different.
I know, but like,
I'm just talking.
Yeah, of course, there are state governors like our premiers, but the overarching political figure in the country doesn't wear a mask. What message does that send to the citizens? And then they're like, you know, the president's not wearing one, why should I wear one?
Is that at press conferences and stuff you're
saying?
Yeah,
and appearances, he refuses to wear a mask.
Mm. Well, it's pretty hard talking to a microphone with a mask on, though, isn't it? From a practical side, that's...
Yeah.
That's, I'm not sure. Anyway,
that's another topic.
We've moved into a different area, but look, I'd just say good on this young, you know, this young person for just enforcing the rules, because they are trying to reduce corona any way they can.
Oh, they've paid for a year of college for him.
Yeah, or maybe just over there. It's so expensive.
Pretty good. News that didn't make the news. Coming up next with Hamish, it's 8:48 with the Novos. Good morning.
The Novos. The Novos on New FM.
We're trying to figure out how to make the news less boring, and you act like you peed in your milkshake.
I love the media.
The news that didn't make the news with Hamish.
Here he is, Hamish, the news that didn't make the news. They're on the cutting room floor, but you've revived them, given them CPR, and here we are.
Mission?
Wake up. Okay, here we go. Good news for people who are concerned with internet privacy and tracking. Google's made a pretty big step. They've announced they're going to delete our user information, including location and search history, after 18 months. It's still a long time.
It is a very long time, isn't it?
On us. Previously, users were required to do it manually, and if you neglected to do it, you gave them a pretty good snapshot of your
life,
of your life, basically. Yeah. And you know, you get a fairly decent algorithm together, and you can actually work out get a pretty good snapshot about people.
Do you know what?
I like that thing, just in case something ever bad happened to me. Like,
really?
Yeah, that's what I think. I think it's a good
safety
measure.
Have you ever thought that something bad might happen to you because of it?
Oh, now there's another
point.
Do you know what, though? I got an email maybe a couple of months back, and it was like, your Google movements for the month.
Yeah.
And I was like,
what the hell?
Yeah, no, creepy.
Yeah, it can get quite creepy, actually. And they can get a pretty good, as I said, pretty good snapshot of your life. YouTube, however, they're going to keep tabs on our search history for 3 years. Basically, they're saying to improve video recommendations, etc. But, some people are genuinely freaked out about this. Other people couldn't care less. But there is a bit of a concern about how much of our lives we're just sort of openly giving away to big tech data mining companies.
Well, I never read the terms and conditions on, you know, the subscribes and this, that, and the other.
Yeah. I don't think anybody does.
Do you know what? My YouTube history consists of David Attenborough videos and political-themed videos.
Yeah.
Question Time, US politics.
Out of that, you can even little skerricks of information,
do you know
you
what,
can get a good idea about you.
Do you know what's the sucker for me?
Mm-hmm.
Hamish and boys,
I'm also a boy, by the way.
Sorry.
Obviously, man and boys.
But I like those keyboards. Like, you can get really pretty keyboards where they like glitter and on your mobile phone. So you can actually download apps where you can choose to upgrade your keyboard to like flowers or.
Well, there's a different
patterns. But the thing, no. But the thing is, they can see everything
that you type. Yeah.
So I've actually deleted that off my phone in case they could get my password.
There was also another one too, you know, that facial aging app as well too, is developed by some Russian company that, a little bit concerning that they can actually get information out of that
app. I use the Dr. Phil one all the time.
Oh. Well, look,
there's one that changes your face to Dr. Phil.
Very funny.
That's a fair step. Okay. Finally, too, if you fancy yourself a bit of a innovator or a designer, NASA might have a job for you. They're after help to design a lunar loo, a toilet that'll function in low-gravity environments like the moon or possibly Mars down the track. Of course, they do have functioning, shall we call them, waste extraction systems that operate in space, but that's different. That's microgravity as opposed to low gravity. So there's a few conditions. They have to operate on less than 70 watts of power, so basically a light bulb. Operate no louder than 60 decibels, which is about the same as a bathroom fan, and accommodate men and women for 2 weeks. Of course, they're actually aiming to send humans back to the moon by 2024. Oh. So get a wriggle on.
Happy days.
Submit your designs for a lunar loo.
Should do it on the show. Let's get this lunar loo out of Newcastle.
That would be good.
Oh, too hard. Okay. Too hard basket. Oh. I think it'd be right. Very difficult.
Bringing it down. You're always shooting our ideas down.
Well, none of us are scientists. Like, you'd have to come up with a way that all the waste gets sucked out.
That's a Friday morning 9 a.m. response, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's a weekend.
Too hard, basket. Let's not do that.
I'll be honest, I'm tired.
Thank you, Hamish.
But if there's anybody out there who's interested and want to design a toilet that will go down for thousands of years,
we'll do it on NASA. The show despite Jane.
Imagine going in history, down in history for that.
Exactly.
Wikipedia. Yeah.
Why not?
Created the spoonaloo, the space loo.
Yeah, let's wrap up. No, what a day it's been. Thank you, Hamish.
Thanks, Hamish.
It's all right, guys.
My pleasure.
How rude. All right, guys. Well, that's us. Have a great weekend. Jade and I are apparently going out to the bay today, but even that's a punish right now.
Get ready, Nelson Bay. Shoal Bay and a bay. We're
all
doing
I wanted
tour.
To do was go and have a beer at the country club.
I wanted to go to the Inner Light tea room.
And I said, it's Friday afternoon. Who wants scones and tea?
Me.
When you can have a nice meal and a beer at the country club.
I said, who wants to get involved in this couple argument? Not me.
Where would you go, Jackson?
Oh, of course, the country club. My old stomping ground.
Yeah.
If they'd let me back in.
Bad boy.
Still on that ban list? Jackson, why are you wearing a mask? No reason.
Corona.
Coronavirus. 105 commercial free kicking off next, mate, for your feel-good Friday.
A bit of power food. Coffee for your head.
Very chill, isn't
Do they
it?
Play this at the Inner Light tea rooms?
Probably.
They're too hipster.
No, it's too edgy for
No, them. They're not even hipster.
What are they playing?
It's the club you want to be in.
The 1940s stuff.
Yeah. They remind me of someone that would have, like, a cello player or something like that.
Oh, heart attack.
Nice one.
You know what?
Bringing the energy back up.
Solid song, that one.
And this is actually the theme song if Jade ever dragged me to the Inner Light tea rooms. Lizzo good as hell as well for a feel-good Friday.
Awesome. Oh,
brilliant.
Have a great weekend, guys. We'll be back Monday, hopefully after the show we've had today.
Oh, that's
fun. It hasn't been too bad.
I've had fun.
All right, catch you then. Bye.
See ya.
Get the full show and catch up on everything you've missed.
Let's hear it.
Search for The Novos on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. 105.3 New FM.